to be sane, to be sane, to be finally sane, to be sane, to be sane, to be finally sane, to be sane, to be sane, to be finally sane, to reliantly breathe, to feel finally free, to be sane, to be sane, to be finally sane, to be sane, to be sane, to be finally sane, to be sane, to be sane, to be finally sane, to reliantly breathe, to feel finally free. There she awaited, far and away from the day-to-day debris of stresses undulatory. Someplace she remembered from a dream, a page unwritten, lest that be when she be touched by sleep. The castle keep a fathom deep, wherein no woes resided, no sense dispensed of discontent, no feeling unrequited. Someplace where the tolls of life were strictly uninvited, someplace where her voice relied on vision to transcribe this. There she awaited with wild eyes at their widest, delight in the breathtaking scene, bedecked in the diamonds of skies on the rise in a high tide of aquamarine. Horizons were some way from bleak, and indeed the sun burned ever brightly as it turned the other cheek. Meanwhile the moon, dressed in silver-flecked tunic, addressed of elusive mystique, conducive with lunar-themed dream, 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 floorboards creak to break sweetly the silence, persuading the maiden to peek in behind her. To be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be finally free. There she awaited, a fate some way kinder than the destiny detestably denied her as a charm. The one that flashed before her eyes for every time she smiled. Running wild and free had always been her favourite theme. Her afro all in passion, please the cabin trees caress no breeze. Blackened leaves dormant as she fashioned streams of tears, long captured in the seven and her very many years. One kiss, blend of truth, the headymost fairies of red is for moon. The fairy of calm is the notion of balm, devotedly charmed to her balls. Pausing to marvel, remarkable view, the maiden felt swayed by the daisies in ever harmonious partner in bloom. Her heart was a masterpiece, a cluster of sleep and arteries, the color of her lips a tested shade of vision, double-breasted, blessed the provisions of a love bereft of ending, the destined friend she never left behind. There she awaited, orchestrated space and time, invigorated, breaking wine and here awaken dreams from mine. The palace of her mind, the pandas not to be designed. For every detail, fresh reflection, unimpressed of misdirection. Rest of a wave, blessed of effortless brave, every dreamscape foreseen in its reconvening wake. There she awaited, this one wave unbroken. A daisy chain faint proclaimed of eons unspoken. Her soul was ablaze and her heart cage wide open. The wings of a butterfly free from their chain, to be seen through the very same eyes, was a prize that delighted the coulee of luminous flame. In the treetop she perched amidst rise of the leaves. The herald of winter twirled fervently keen beneath her bare feet as she further relieved every teardrop released from her nurturing keep. And indeed she was forevermore seen. There she awaited no more, for the maiden now felt ceaselessly adored. The maiden now felt ceaselessly adored.